course, the podcast. And today I'm going to talk again. I've talked about this once before, but it's showing up for me to share again, and it's how to get rid of negative people in your life. And it's so important to do this, and it's not always fun, and it's not always pleasant. However, life is too short to be around the energy of those that are fully like immersed in negativity, discordant thoughts, entities, blockages. And now let's say someone you're really close to and maybe in a love relationship with, you don't have to dump them. I'm not saying that at all. I'm talking more about the people that you could choose to be with or not be with on a daily basis. So let's look at, for instance, people that you have as clients, or people that you have as friends, people that you see in a weekly, monthly, or quarterly basis. And what I choose to do is to purify myself constantly. So sometimes I no longer get to play with certain people, and it sometimes shows up just like sort of distant passing ships, or we just don't call each other that much anymore. Like, it doesn't have to be a very clear cut, but it can be, because you just can't afford to spend each day in mud. There's just too much that's possible when you clarify and purify and release attachments to those who do not serve you. There are those that will put themselves in your life and will not have your best interest at heart. I know, it's shocking, right? They're looking for things they can get from you or take from you. It's not a mutual relationship. So I don't necessarily go through and consciously say to myself, oh, I'm not going to be this or that. But I have been known to move to a new place or get a new online social media account or expand in a different direction with my social media account. So I might on LinkedIn connect with really positive people and then only focus on streams of positive people. And if I notice that in connecting with someone, I'm always feeling badly or less than or beat up or criticized or disliked, I can go into a stillness of being, and I can change the way that I am. The power of this is phenomenal. Whew. So I encourage you today to stand up taller in your own breath and your own I am-ness, and release ties with those who are energy vampiring you, not treating you well, not standing up with you. Yeah, you know who they are. If it's a blood relative, you might want to do some work on how you might want to be more careful. But I've chosen to clear cords of negativity with nearly everyone. And I've chosen not to have entities in my head ordering, bossing me around. I'm sure they're still there, though. I can feel it even when I say that they're laughing at me. So as you do clear attachments, you can have more peace, and you don't have to take on the negative belief systems of others. So here's how, like if you have a new belief system that say it's, you know, I can manifest and choose and command and live my life as I desire, live my life by design, as Tom Ferry would say. If you're choosing all these choices and you're being very careful and you're manifesting the life of your dreams, there will be those that you will no longer be able to play with. And that death of that is a death of that. And you can't be this and that at the same time. You can't be all around all these people that are pulling you and dragging you down, and also be in the new life that you've been calling forth as yourself. It's impossible to be in both places at the same time. It's like trying to be in California and New York in one body. And so far, we haven't been able to do that. So would your body like to be around cool people or nasty people? Just kind of make it really dramatic in your head. Is this person cool or is this person nasty? And when I say nasty, I mean they are not good for you. They might be perfectly nice to everyone else. It might be a teacher who's very well-meaning, and then you just always feel slammed down by them. So to you, that person's nasty. Another way, I mean, if you want to kind of evolve yourself, there's a way of looking at it. Like, is a person, you know, expressing love or calling for love? Are they expressing love or calling for love? And the calling for love person is the negative person, because they're expressing their need for love by living a life that's very depressing. So I'm not saying don't help others. You know, that's the furthest thing that I do as a practice. However, if you'd like to shift more quickly, then you're going to want to cut ties with people that are not in alignment with where you want to be, go, do, have, express. It's pretty simple. It's not that fun, but it's pretty simple. That's my show for today. Kind of strange, huh? School of Hard Knocks. How to get rid of negative people. Just do it. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force, the podcast.